This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, March 30th, 2022, Wednesday in the fourth week of Lent, by Father William Doc Holliday.
This is why the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also called God his Father, making himself equal with God.
May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. I always find it quite interesting, and I point it out quite often, that it's not unusual to hear Christians, Catholics, say, well, Jesus never claimed to be God. He most certainly did. Claimed it several times, particularly in the Gospel of John. We hear several times when Jesus claims to be God. It was even more interesting and really kind of disturbing, as it should be for us, is the fact that you hear Christians say that he didn't claim to be God, but the Pharisaical Jews who denied him knew what he said in claiming to be God. This is what our Lord does. This whole gospel passage from tonight, you know, the Jews are complaining because our Lord Jesus Christ breaks the Sabbath. Jesus tells them, well, what was the Jewish mindset of the Sabbath? And they did understand anthropomorphic terms, terms that put human characteristics on God so we can understand. They got that. So, you know, when they look at Genesis and say that the Lord rested after he had finished with creation, they didn't think that God, like, just stopped doing things, because even for a Jew, that would mean that the world would cease to exist, because God holds everything together. We need to understand that. But when we look at this understanding of the Father, when Jesus, when he applies that to himself, then the Pharisees know exactly what he's saying. It's explicit right there in Scripture. Also called God his Father, making himself equal with God. Again, what was the claim? Jesus said, the Father works. He keeps creation. The Son works also. This idea of the Son working with the Father, it flew in the Jewish mindset. It was heresy for them. Heresy, blasphemy, sacrilege for somebody claimed to be God, because the way they looked at it, because they're monotheists, right? They're monotheistic, and there's only one God. And this one standing before us is making himself equal with God. So consequently, that means he's claiming that there are two gods. This is not what our Lord Jesus Christ is claiming. I and the Father are one. When Philip asked him, show us the Father. Philip, have you been with me so long? And do you not understand that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father? He equates it. He's not another God. He is God. One in essence with the Father, one in essence, as time will tell, one with the Holy Spirit. There are not three gods. There is one God, three persons, one essence. The Father works, I the Son, I have to work. I have to do these things. He works every Sabbath, keeping the world together. I have to work, and I will prove to you that I am Lord of the Sabbath. He, the Father, and I, one in essence, we are the Lord of the Sabbath. God is Lord of the Sabbath. This whole dualism thing that the Jews see is when you don't see the forest for the trees. It is something that happens when we hear our Lord speak and we have to put our own limited parameters on things. A lot of that goes on in the world, like with every single one of us. We can't, and you can be the most pious person, you can be the most faithful person in the world, but you are limited. Because you are finite, you are a creature, he is the creator. You're not going to understand everything that he communicates about himself. Although we try, we got to reach the point where you go, I don't know, and you got to be good with that. You should be good with that. You should be good with that, because if you can explain everything about him, He's not God anymore, because the creature would be able to explain the creator. And that can't happen. It cannot be. So when we see this equation of God with the Jews were limited in what they understood. Okay, there's God and he's claiming to be God. That must mean there too. They didn't realize, they didn't open their hearts to that they are one. Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. This is what our Lord is communicating here. This is what our Lord is trying to explain to those people. Does he not say in the gospel, I'm going to do these things and you're going to marvel? Just because you marvel at something doesn't necessarily mean that's a positive thing. You will marvel. Some of your friends who are not Catholics marvel at the fact that you believe that bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Jesus Christ. Your friends marvel at the fact that you walk into a room with another person and he looks at you and says, I absolve you from all your sins in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They marvel at that. It disgusts them, but they marvel. They can't get it. If you're around Jesus, unless you open your heart, unless the Holy Spirit illumines you, you're not going to, as we should, not get it and appreciate that. You don't get it, so you rebel against what you don't understand. This is what the Jews are doing here. Our Lord Jesus Christ is communicating through what he does on the Sabbath in his explanation to them as to why he does these things, is the absolute harmony between the Father and the Son. Absolute harmony. If you are one in essence, you can do nothing but what the Father does if you are the Lord. You don't come up and do our Lord says it. I have not come to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. He also gets so bold as to, during the Pharisaical arguments here, he says that if people do not honor the Son, they do not honor the Father. This is really telling on the stories that you hear in our day and age from a lot of pulpits and from on high and a lot of places that, you know, well, Jews might be okay because, you know, they're the children of Abraham and God the Father is, you know, Abraham looks at him as God. Our Lord says, if you do not honor the Son, you do not honor the Father. He said, if you don't know the Son, you don't know the Father, the one who sent the Son. So Jesus is trying to communicate to them through the works that he does, that are all works of healing, works of love, that this is absolute harmony between the Father and the Son. So Jesus Christ is claiming, he called God his Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus says that, no, I don't. I'm a great prophet, okay? I'm really in good with God, but I'm not God. I mean, it would be very easy for our Lord to deny the claim of the Jews. Claims to be equal with God. Not equal with God. That's what I'm claiming. And they get it. So again, unfortunately, we don't. He's not equal with God. He is God. It's not a dualism. It's a oneness. So when you look at this, again, I said before, the works that he does are works of love. God has always communicated himself, first and foremost, through the love that he has for his people. The love that he shows them when they offend him and rebel against him, time after time, that he continually, time after time, offers them the opportunity of restoration. And that of his own free and good and loving will, he restores. This, the first reading for day, from the prophecy of Isaiah, that whole reading from Isaiah chapter 49 was an exposition of God Almighty from on high as to how much he loves the people of Israel in their rebellion. I've done this for you. I've done this for you. I'll set you up. You bring yourself down. I will set you up again. This whole divine love that Isaiah speaks about, that our Lord Jesus is speaking about in John chapter 5. I mean, it's encapsulated for in no other place the most familiar of all verses, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, that caveat, whosoever believes in him will have everlasting life. Not everyone. So it's not claiming to be children of Abraham. It's people who believe in Jesus Christ. This is what, particularly in this week right here, where we are heading toward Passion Sunday. And for the next 2 weeks in the readings, which become very long and very up in your face with the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ, to understand that all of those things that we find repugnant to hear about, bloodletting, suffering, torture, spitting upon, slapping, all those things that, again, a civilized person would find abominable, and we should, he endured that because of the love for us. He did that because that's how he had to restore and set us up again. This is what he's trying to communicate here. This is what the Father's will was for him. And that's kind of disturbing to think that he's supposed to be our example, and he took his submission to the will of the Father to the point where he endured what he did. We have to do the same thing if we're called upon. Most of us are just called upon to get our feathers ruffled a little bit or ruffle the feathers of others in communicating Christ's gospel. And if that's the height of what we have to endure, count your blessings when you look at a crucifix. But all this is about love. You know, I despise the term tough love. There is no such thing as tough love. There is just love. And love is truth. And you have to present the truth to people. This is why we have to present such truths as, if you deny the Son, you deny the Father who sent him. This is a reality. This is because if the Son is the one that gets us into heaven, the Son says, this same one who says he's God is the same one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. These are the words of our Lord. These need to be our words, because if they're not our words, we don't love those to whom we speak, because they need to embrace the Son, because to embrace the Son is to embrace the Father. Amen. The Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.